We'd like to call the meeting to order of the Senate Committee on Transportation and Housing. We have a quorum. We will take roll, please.
Senators Bell.
Here.
Bell, present. Cannella. Allen.
Here.
Allen, present. Bates.
Here.
Bates, present. Gaines. Galgiani.
Present.
Galgiani, present. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva, present. McGuire.
Here.
McGuire, present. Mendoza.
Here.
Mendoza, present. Roth. Wachowski.
Present.
Wachowski, present.
We have a quorum. We will start with the one and only SB 881, Senator Hertzberg. You have the floor.
Thank you kindly, Mr. Chairman and members. If you remember last year, we took budget action together with legislative action with respect to an amnesty program for folks who lost their driver's licenses because they didn't have enough money to pay their tickets. Over 100 and some thousand folks have already applied for that program and have gotten their driver's license back. And some of them, because they don't have enough money, have paid as little as 20% on a payment program, some 50% under that program. Now, this measure, as originally written, was taking it to the next level, which basically said that we didn't think that it was appropriate tool to take away somebody's driver's license because they didn't have enough money to pay their bill. And administration basically pushed back because the judicial branch and others went a little Lochenkopf, Yiddish. I don't think that's in my dictionary. It's kind of a hole in your head because they thought that, oh, my God, we're going to lose all this money. And I think that what's really going on is they have these accounts receivables. What? They have these accounts receivables, and they look at their accounts receivables, but they're not really real. We had $10.2 billion a couple of years ago of accounts receivable on folks who don't have any money. Well, if you have a company and the people don't have any money, it didn't make any sense. So what we've done with this bill, reluctantly, and it's been somewhat of a challenge, but we want to work with the administration, and we respect what their efforts, because the Department of Finance and others do believe in this program. They're just trying to make sure that it works properly. So we've pared this bill back. We got rid of the idea of the coupling of removing the licenses for non-vehicular offenses, for things that just not basically paying your bill, to two things. One, we found in certain courthouses that they've just dragged their feet, that folks have applied for the program and they haven't responded. And so, and literally there's been litigation in certain counties of California because they've been too slow in applying this program, and so, and threatened litigation in other counties. And so we said, you gotta move within 90 days. If someone files for an application, you gotta respond within 90 days in this bill. The second thing that we did is there's also confusion with the Department of Finance and with the Judicial Council as to the end date. It says the end date for the program is March 31st, 2017. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that, okay, on that date, I got a pile this high, I cannot process them. Oh, sorry, program's over, nobody has to deal with them. So what we're saying is, if you get your paperwork in by midnight of that day, and you still have a certain number of days, you can still fall within the framework of the program. Because some counties, we have told through the scuttlebutt of it, they're actually saying, sorry, on that day, you don't have to process any more applications. And our objective is to get as many people signed up for this program as possible, get licenses back into their hands, and for all the positive reasons in that regard, ask for your support of this measure. I didn't read anything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Hertzberg. Senator, in a real terms, what kind of savings would the bill really have in terms of saving cost of incarceration, jail, all that kind of stuff? You've examined this issue for quite a long time, as long as I've known you here. Do you think it will end up saving money in that regard?
Yeah, I think that's one.
Seems like it would.
Yeah, yes, Mr. Chairman. It would, and it's in a number of ways. So you take this, what we know from the data is the following. One, we know that 42% of the people, is it a Forbes or Fortune magazine, people have a hard time coming up with $400. Two, we know that a significant percentage of people, when they're stuck with these bills or lose their driver's licenses, that they lose their job or their ability to earn income. Three, we know that people are stuck in jail on some of this stuff and what the costs are for the system. So the costs associated with this are the individual personal costs to you and your family. There's costs of things of people not having driver's licenses because there's no insurance if they get in automobile accidents. There's costs, as you correctly note, Mr. Chairman, with respect to incarceration. And then there's the argument over here that, well, the court system is not collecting any money. My judgment is, and we've seen this with amnesty programs and tax collection and the like, that if you don't, if you've got a receivable that you're not getting and you get some money, you know, I don't really, we'll go and scrub the numbers, but I don't necessarily agree with the Department of Finance Accounting on all this stuff where they say we're not really raising money. To me, a new dollar is a new dollar, and you're bringing money to the table. So for all those reasons, particularly, I think, the notion of incarceration, you are correct, and that it is a, it is an extremely important measure to try to bring some common sense back to the system. It's a little out of control.
And the LAO did a report that you based a lot of your bill on, correct? And there was some study on this in the...
It wasn't the LAO, it was the, what was it, the in San Francisco?
Report and
there were two reports that were put out by about the number of people who've been who've lost their driver's license, over 600,000. And we noted earlier this year that, for example, just in LA County in the last 2 years, over 20,000 people were arrested for driving on a suspended license and taken to jail. So these costs that you're talking about, Mr. Chair, are very real, and it's one of the things that we hope to address as we go forward.
Well, I'm sorry I'm asking it in the committee. I think it's jurisdiction of the committee, but it's also jurisdiction of the Budget Subcommittee on Public Safety, which I'm a member of, and I'm very interested in saving the taxpayer money for and helping people. So I'm very interested from both standpoint of the committee I'm on in the budget, but also the chair of this committee. So thank you for doing this bill. I think we ought to I think we should adopt this bill, but we need further study how we could even do further activities in this regard.
Well, I intend, Mr. Chairman, if I could, permission to make this point, to continue to fight this fight the entire time I'm here.
Yes.
Part of it is cleaning up the backlog of all these licenses that were lost and these people that got these huge fines. Two, going forward, is to bring the fines back into some semblance of rationality. If you're getting a $500, $800 ticket for, you know, something that's small is a little, as they say in Yiddish, because everybody now has their Yiddish dictionary, a lochenkopf, a hole in your head you've got to have for this stuff.
California stop.
The California stop, that's correct. As Senator Allen has suffered a lot of those tickets, and even in the same day, he'll tell you about. But I hope I'm not busting you, my friend. But in any event, it's a little out of control, and we've got to bring them back to rational. But the problem you've got, basically, in the budget context is people have now got addicted to the money stream. And so now you've got to figure out new ways to pay for those government services. And I think that's appropriately what the governor's office is grappling with. Okay, we agree with the policy. We agree this is out of control. But how do we balance the budget and figure out how this works in the process? And that's what they're doing. And I you know, that's why we made the changes. And you know, we want to push this, but we think it's fair to ask those tough questions and scrub it.
Okay, thank you. Other witnesses, please.
Maya Ingram, ACLU of California, co-sponsor and support. Over 100,000 Californians have benefited from amnesty, and we support this effort to make sure that everyone who files a timely application gets the benefits and gets back on the road.
Thank you. Other witnesses.
Mr. Chair, I apologize for not introducing myself earlier. I'm Mike Carroll with the Western Center on Law and Poverty. We are also one of the co-sponsors of this measure. We support the bill as it goes forward. We look forward to working with this legislature, with the governor, and with the courts next year to find a bigger, broader, global solution to this problem that afflicts so many families in our state.
Okay, witnesses in favor, please. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Sharon Riley on behalf of the Judicial Council. We actually do not have a position on the bill. However, we do believe that the current version of SB 881 is consistent with how the branch has and will be implementing the amnesty program. So we're fine with it. We'd also like to express our appreciation for the recent amendments to SB 881 and would like to thank the author, his staff, and the sponsor for continuing to work with us on this very complex issue of fines, fees, and assessments. We echo many of the sentiments Senator Hertzberg has expressed with regard to this system. And in fact, the judicial branch itself is keenly aware of the impact of the current structure has on the public. And to that end, the council has adopted proposed traffic rules on an urgency basis at the request of the chief in response to many of the concerns you've heard today. And in addition, the chief has appointed the Futures Commission to take a fresh look at legal and structural challenges to long-term efficiency and stability for the judicial branch and to develop practical, achievable recommendations that may be implemented by the Judicial Council, the legislature, and the governor, including with regard to fines, fees, and assessments. With that said, we look forward to continuing to work towards a three-branch solution to this very complex issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Senator Wachowski, have a question.
Mr. Rainey, I'm well aware of the fact that fines, penalties, and assessments are not dischargeable in bankruptcy. So I understand from the Judicial Council's point of view that the $11 billion in accounts receivable will never go away for these people and will hang over their head forever that they owe the money. I would plead with the Judicial Council to work with the author because I find it obnoxious that we're going after people who simply cannot pay these bills. I have jurisdiction in my committee over DTSC, and we have some fines that are 20 years old that are non-collectible from people who once upon a time operated a dry cleaner, yet our government employees keep this farce up that this money is actually collectible. So I would ask the Judicial Council to scrub these numbers and find out what is really collectible, because some people are living in poverty and have no possibility of paying this $1,200 fine or whatever they have, and we need to look at it differently. I appreciate the work that you've done on this, but this is, we've got to move the football, and we can't have this program stop in March, and then I have no idea what's going to happen in before we get to do something next year. So there are going to be more people who don't understand the complex legal system, but they know that they don't have their license. And with that, I'll move the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Other, let's hear witnesses in favor. Other witnesses in opposition or comments? Other comments from committee? Seeing none, we'll call the roll, please. We have a motion. Senator Hertz, would you like to close?
Just respectfully ask for my vote.
Call the roll, please.
Senate Bill 881 by Senator Hertzberg. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senators Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Kinella? Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire? McGuire, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Roth? Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. 9-0.
Thank you. We'll leave the roll open for absent members. Thank you. Who's absent? Okay, we'll wait for him. I'll find out what. He's on his way? Okay.
But I gotta look at it. I got it right before I.
Members, please.
Senator Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
This is 10-0. We will adjourn this meeting. This is the meeting adjourned.